I'm sorry, back to what you said, it's, what were you saying, we're going to put it back on?
Yeah, well, I didn't, I'm all messed up in my head calendar-wise. It goes to county council on July 14th, so we'll need to probably act on it. Well, next meeting, I guess.
We have, yes, because otherwise, council will then have to leave the record open to receive the commission.
Yeah.
It's better if we can act on it next meeting.
All right. Okay, that wraps up our one and only meeting for today. Public comment. This is the time of the meeting that anyone that would like to speak with regards to anything that the Planning and Zoning Commission does has an opportunity to speak. Does anyone here like to speak? Okay, there being none. Is there any other comments? Can we talk about the comp plan? Should we do that while we're still open with the meetings and stuff that we have coming up or that will be coming up?
I can provide a very quick update. Yesterday, County Council selected the firm from the submitted RFP proposals to actually perform the comprehensive plan update, and I can announce that is McCormick and Taylor Incorporated, who Commission may remember were actively involved in the previous comp plan update. That work will begin relatively quickly. We're in June now, and we're starting in July, so if commissioners have any planned time out of state or upcoming vacations, if you can communicate that to me, please, and we'll try and factor that in. The initial meetings will be very, very important because they will set the pathway to further meetings.
And when do you expect those to start, in July?
Depending on when you get back to me with your availability, we can start planning for that immediately. So.
Okay.
And we haven't, I don't think, scoped out. We're going to have a meeting with them, but I imagine, too, one of the very first ones we'll have at some point, and it's going to involve your schedules and the council schedules, is to get everybody together in sort of one room and talk about the direction we want to go in first.
Good. So, yeah. I think that's important. Good.
Can I add another update real quick? So we talked about the Route 9 corridor study and the public survey that's underway. As of today, we have over 600 responses.
Wow.
So it's a really good public engagement in this public survey. And this is going to run for at least through the summer. So we're hoping to get a very good response rate. So thank you to everyone that's participating.
That's great.
Of those, how many are Mr. Barrasso's multiple submissions?
So I do have a question. Are they looking at the locations where the feedback is submitted from or anything as well? So they're able to, okay, so like you can even have a heat map of like people who are coming from, who are submitting stuff from outside the state?
Correct. And there are users across all of Delaware. So this is for users of the corridor, so not just people who live on the corridor.
Yep.
So those little dots are appearing everywhere. So it's
awesome.
Good. It's very good. So.
That's great.
Thank you.
All right. So anything else? No. Okay. I will call the meeting to...